is the only person I would wish to see before I die, and the only person I would wish to be if I were not Bach. So goes the quote attributed to Bach by his early biographer, Forkel. There were two times when the great composers Handel and Bach very nearly met. In 1719, Handel travelled back from England to visit his family in Halle. When Bach in Curtin heard this, he set out immediately by stagecoach. But alas, he arrived the very day that Handel had left. 10 years later, Handel was again in Halle, this time visiting his ailing mother. Bach, now in Leipzig, had a fever, so he sent his eldest son, Wilhelm Friedemann, to invite Handel to Leipzig. But he received the answer that Handel regretted that he could not come. Bach and Handel were born just a month apart in 1685 and only 130 kilometers from each other. In later life, they both shared the same misfortune, failing eyesight. Both, strangely, turned to the celebrated eye surgeon John Taylor, physician to King George II, who travelled Europe in a coach emblazoned with painted eyes and the motto, "He who gives sight gives life." Taylor operated twice on Bach in 1750. After the second procedure, Bach developed a fever and was subjected to bleeding and purging, and he died a few months later at the age of 65. Handel also underwent several eye operations, the last one probably being by Taylor. By 1753, he was completely blind. It's intriguing to imagine a meeting between these two composers, but this is what the German playwright Paul Bars does in his play Possible Encounter. The play imagines a meeting between the two aging composers in 1747, contrasting Bach's modest life as a church musician to that of Handel's, with his international fame as an opera composer and a composer of oratorio. What a meeting that would have been. One of my favourite Handel arias was written when the composer had failing eyesight and he was composing his final oratorio, Jephthah. The serene Waft Her Angels is performed here by Ian Bostridge with the Orchestra of the Age of Enlightenment and Harry Pickett.
As you play.
Handel's Waft Her Angels was performed there by Ian Bostridge with the Orchestra of the Age of Enlightenment and Harry Beckett.